Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the days grow shorter and the nights grow colder, we begin looking forward to two of my favorite holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and both give us a chance to thank God for His abundant provision, grace, mercy, and love. For some, Thanksgiving's little more than an excuse for a day off of work, a big meal, and a chance to watch some football. For our family, it's a chance to reflect on God's provision in our daily lives. Sure, we enjoy the cacophony of cousins playing together, the incredible smells that emanate from the kitchen, the taste of recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation, and the sense of belonging to a large family that takes this gift of family seriously. But it's more than that. In the midst of normal Thanksgiving festivities, we make a concerted effort to remember that it's all part of God's blessings. The food, the family, the fellowship, the safety and security we enjoy as Americans, and the freedom to worship Him without fear of persecution. As Christians, we know that every good thing comes from God, and Thanksgiving, properly celebrated, gives us a chance to stop and thank Him for all of these blessings. Christmas is the same way. For us, there's always a healthy tension between the pull of materialistic, profit-driven consumerism that seems to force its way into every nook and cranny of the holiday, and the innate desire of every Christ follower to focus on the coming of Jesus and God's grand redemptive plan. In our home, it's Christmas music and rich traditions handed down from generations past. These traditions are touchstones that remind us where we came from and also of our responsibility to pass them down to the generations that follow. Our families came primarily from Eastern Europe, so the smell of Hungarian Christmas cookies baking in the oven brings back a flood of memories from Christmases gone by. Then there's the ever-present cousin chaos that reminds us that the holidays should be exciting as well as reverent. And speaking of cousin chaos, it reminds me of our first Christmas before Jennifer and I had any kids. Her parents' house was full of energy, and we finally needed a break. We snuck away to our bedroom in the basement just to decompress. Soon, there was a knock on the door, and a voice said, "Are you guys in there?" We thought it was her brother Jeff, and we said, "Yes, we're in here. Jerry's kids are so loud we just had to get away for a few minutes." The voice then said, "This is Jerry. I agree. Can I join you?" It was embarrassing at the time, but the story gets told every Christmas, and those little kids are now in their mid-30s. These are the types of shared experiences that bind us together as families. They become part of our traditions, and traditions foster a sense of belonging and continuity. As we begin this holiday season, our work days at the Montana Family Foundation are filled with plans for the upcoming year. But it's important to remember why we do what we do. Strong families are critical to the long-term health of our nation, but they're also one of God's greatest gifts, and it's important for us to stop and remember that and to give Him thanks. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.